and good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line.
Can you hear me okay?
I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Kiniana, and her phone number is 323-884-2334.
2334, thank you. Yeah. And could you spell her first name for me?
Yeah, sure. Her first name is K as in kite, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, and A as in apple. Kiniana.
Kiniana, thank you very much, okay?
Yeah. She's on the other line. May I connect you with
her? Yes, please do. I'll help her out, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Kiniana, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, and you?
Good. My name is Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups, and I am on a recorded line, and I'm going to help you. Well, it helps people remember, to be quite honest with you. And I'm going to help you with this claim and see if we have a claim here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Whatever's going to, you're going to tell me happened to you, I'm going to tell you that in advance, okay? Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then I have to ask it one more time, and I'm so sorry. It's really just a matter of housekeeping. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Would that be yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, did you use, or was it a loved one? Is it you that used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay. Now, did you get diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Was it intramural, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you poor thing, and you sound so young. Do you happen to know the subtype?
The clear cell type.
Clear cell carcinoma. Okay, ma'am. You'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you know the date that you were diagnosed with this cancer?
March 17th, 2024.
St. Patrick's Day. It's terrible. And I can help a little bit with Google, but what I'm going to ask is I'm going to be needing the diagnosing doctor's name and address, but I can get most of it from Google if you know his name or her name.
Okay.
So what's the doctor's name? You got it. Dr. Jennifer.
Her Israel.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you're in Los Angeles?
Correct.
Okay. We're in Irvine. I recognize the area code, okay. And she's excellent. Has 5 stars too as well. Now, did you see her on San Pablo Street, or did you go to where she practices, one of the hospitals? She's got several
San
she works
Pablo.
At. Okay.
Yeah,
she does. She's part of USC as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
She's got some good credentials. I'm looking at her stuff right now. Well, at least you're in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't know the half of it that makes such a difference. Okay. And I'm just doing some copying and pasting, so thank you for your patience. Okay. Now, so you were diagnosed on 3/17 of 24. Now, that is within the statute of limitations within California. So let me continue. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No, repeat that again. I'm sorry.
So that's okay. I know it's a little bit confusing. Did you use the hair relaxer of any brand, just hair relaxer, more than 4 times a year in any single year before you got that cancer diagnosis?
I used it 8 times a year for 7 years.
Thank you. So I'll take that as a yes. Now, it'll make more sense to you here in a second. On average, how many times per year would you say you use the hair relaxer before you got diagnosed with cancer?
About 8 times.
Per year. Okay. So you were using it like every other month? Okay. Believe it or not, I have some ladies that told me they use it every week.
Well, I, you know, I use it every month, but I use it twice a month.
Okay. So that would actually, if you used it twice a month, so do you call that monthly, or do you really say that you used it 24 times a year? Because, I mean, you could stick with it, but if you wanted to say monthly, that would be on average 12, but it's your number, so you go with whatever you want to tell me.
I'll just, the 8 times a year.
Okay, that's fine, ma'am. That's perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth, young lady?
10/31/88.
Halloween baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm also going to text you my phone number and my name, just so you know, again, who you're talking to. But this is in case we become disconnected. You'll have my contact information, and this is the number I would be calling you back on. So let me grab that for you real quick. I forgot to do it at the beginning. Sorry about that. Okay.
Okay.
And you're doing very well. You're almost quite far along in this, actually. Now, and don't forget, you have my name and number now. I'm texting it to you. If you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about these claims, you're more than welcome to give them my name and number, okay? And now, were you in California the whole time, or what state were you in when you started using the hair relaxer? When you used it, was it California?
California. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And approximately, and just to your best guess, when did you start using the hair relaxer? So I'm looking for a month, approximate day, year. If you think you used it for years, just think about how many years that was. Now, here's some ways that I help jog people's memories a little bit. You probably used it before you started going to school some particular year. Would that be correct? It's true. Yeah. It's true. I know I heard you laugh, but it's true. Do you think that would have been high school?
No. Probably like a little farther back.
Junior high. Mm-hmm. Okay. Had to look pretty. Good for you. So now that I've jogged your memory a little bit, if you need a calendar, I can help. But if you don't, when do you think you started using the hair relaxer? Approximately month, day, and year.
March 2017 to April 2024.
Okay. So I put April or March 2nd of 2017 to April. What was the day you wanted me to put when you stopped using it?
Hold on one second.
Sure. You just said it a second ago. You said something of 2024. I think you said April.
April. I'm sorry, April.
You know, do you know approximately? Would that have been corresponding with your diagnosis date? Because your diagnosis date is March 17th of 2024. You didn't use it after that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So would you want me to put that you stopped using the hair relaxer on your diagnosis date, or did you use it like a little bit before that?
I think I stopped using it after I was diagnosed.
Okay. So we'll put your diagnosis date as the last time you can remember that you used it, and that was 3/17 of 24. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that is the last time you can remember using it. So just to confirm, I have you started using it approximately March 2nd of 2017, and then you stopped using it approximately March 17th of 2024. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you told me that you use it about 8 times per year. So when you do those applications, that was pretty much monthly, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how many years consecutively did you use the hair relaxer products?
For 7 years.
You never stopped?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you do these treatments at your home, a salon, mostly at home?
Mostly home.
Okay.
Well, all the time home, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And do you remember which products you used? Was it Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal? Did you use
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely? Mm-hmm.
I just found out that they're the same. But L'Oreal does make other products as well, so I'm going to put it there, Dark and Lovely. That is what you used, correct?
Dark and Lovely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what type of treatments did you receive?
I received chemotherapy.
Oh, oh you poor thing.
Sorry. Oh, shoot. Oh, I really
take your time.
I had my date. I had my dates mixed all up.
Okay. Let me go back. Which ones do you need me to change?
Okay. So I received chemotherapy. Hold on, I'm trying to get my dates together.
That's fine. Take your time, ma'am. Seriously.
Okay, I received chemotherapy 8 cycles over 8 months, partial hysterectomy, right ovary removed.
Oh, when did that treatment start? Should be right there.
One second.
Actually, you just give me a treatment date because you've got the records in your hand, so we'll figure it out. So do you know a date that you went in for one of those cycles of chemo?
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay, no worries. And I'm so sorry to make you have to relive this, but it's going to be to your benefit.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Take your time, seriously.
Can you give me 1 second? Can you give me a call back in like 1 second? I'm sorry.
Can you just put me on hold? Because that's easier. I can actually wait. I don't mind waiting even if it's for like 5 minutes. I honestly don't.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay, take your time, ma'am. And I'm just looking this over. So you're fine. And you can even mute me if you want to. That's fine.